Good morning. We saw recently the psak of Rav Chaim Kanievsky that if you have a ben yeshiva, that somebody who's learning in yeshiva, that they are strict, that davening should be only with a hat and a jacket. If that individual who we're calling the ben yeshiva davens, whether in the yeshiva or outside the yeshiva, he absolutely has a requirement to wear a hat and a jacket. And according to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, even if he's going to miss minyan, even if he's going to mess tefillah b'tzibur, it's more important that he has the required dress than daven with a minyan. If it's a competition between having the required dress and davening at all because it's the end of the zman, and he can either choose to daven, for example, at shkia, and he can daven either mincha without the clothing or find the clothing, but it'll be after the Zman of Mincha, so you won't be able to daven Mincha anymore. In that situation, obviously, you daven Mincha even without the hat and the jacket. But if it means the hat and jacket versus davening with the minyan, Rav Chaim Kanievsky said, hat and jacket over the minyan. So our question is today is, how about for everyone who's not a ben yeshiva? That would be question number one. And number two is overlap of the first question. Does everyone agree with that psak that having the clothing, somebody who normally dresses with a hat and a jacket, that is going to be more important than making minyan? So in the Halicha Shlomo, the psak of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, he says as follows: the general rule before we get to hats and jackets, that at the time of davening, we have to be careful, we have to be makbid, to have proper dress, dignified dress, as if we are standing before a king based on the pasuk, hikon likras alokecha Yisrael. We have an obligation to prepare ourselves properly before davening, including the dress, the clothing that we wear. And accordingly, even somebody who normally wears shorts all day, he wears it in the street, it's for his work. For example, somebody who works in agriculture or a menial laborer, nonetheless, even though that's their normal dress, it is preferred that they should not dress that way for davening. And then the Halicha Shlomo continues, V'haragi leilech b'kova b'malbush elyon. Somebody who normally wears a hat and jacket for davening, and he gets to a shul, but he doesn't have his hat and a jacket. Something happened. Says the Halicha Shlomo, he should not daven without him unless Elaim kein lo yimtza minyan acher letfila. He won't find another minyan. If he's not going to be able to find another minyan, so now he has a choice between hat and jacket and missing minyan. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach paskins that minyan is more important. Don't miss the tefillah b'tzibur, davening together in a minyan, because you want to fulfill the mitzvah of hikon likras alekecha Yisrael, which means davening with your hat and jacket. In other words, according to the Halicha Shlomo, the psak of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is, if you don't have a hat and jacket and you normally wear a hat and a jacket, you need to go get it, however, not at the expense of missing minyan. If you're going to have a choice, I can do one or the other, make minyan or get the hat and the jacket and daven without a minyan, the psak of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is that minyan is more important than getting the hat and jacket. Now, in the footnote there in the Dvar Halacha, he explains that you'd really need to do your research, because oftentimes there are other minyanim that are available, and if that's the situation, you have to go get the hat and jacket and daven in a later minyan. But if this is like your last option for making minyan, the minyan is more important than the hat and the jacket. And in fact, the Sefer Nikiyus V'Kavod L'Tfila says this is not only the psak of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that was also the psak of Rav Eliashiv, that someone should not miss out on tefillah b'tzibur in order to daven with a hat and a jacket. So we see Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and Rav Eliashiv agree that if you have a choice between the two, minyan wins out over the hat and the jacket. Obviously, we're talking about somebody who normally wears a hat and jacket. The question begins, and the question is, which is more important? But for somebody who doesn't normally wear a hat and jacket, the question would not even begin. Obviously, you're davening with a minyan without a hat and a jacket. That's the norm of that individual. So we don't even have the question beginning. Have a wonderful day.